And at 8:04, we have clear skies, 4 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with the temperature rising to around 2 degrees. Winds will be north-northwesterly at 15 to 30 miles this morning, giving us wind chill values of 20 to 30 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, a Red Oak man faces multiple felony forgery charges following a recent investigation. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department said this morning the investigation into 39-year-old Richard Henry Rapp Jr. began after information from a store implicated him in the crime. A search of Rapp's residence resulted in evidence of several items allegedly obtained through the act of forgery. Rapp had allegedly forged checks at several businesses in Red Oak. He faces 12 Class D felony counts of forgery and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted in their investigation by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Republican Joni Ernst says she's honored and humbled to be the first woman from Iowa to serve in Congress. Ernst spoke by phone with Iowa reporters shortly after being sworn in as United States Senator on Tuesday.
Something else that has been pointed out to me, and I am very honored to have this distinction, is to also be the first female combat veteran to serve in the United States Senate. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud to be the first woman to serve from Iowa also.
Ernst, who is a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard, did a tour of duty in Iraq about a decade ago. She said she didn't base her campaign for the U.S. Senate on the fact that she would break the glass ceiling in Iowa politics.
I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it, but I am honored because I know that it is very, very significant.
Ernst said the reality of it first hit home on election night when her own daughter said Ernst's granddaughter would read about her in the history books. Ernst is hoping to be a role model and inspire other young women from Iowa to run for office.
We want to encourage all young women to consider great things, whether it's in politics or anywhere else. We want them to follow what their dreams and their goals are.
A number of national publications and most recently ABC News have put Ernst on a list of new members in Congress to watch. She downplays that attention.
You know, it's nice. I am honored and I guess I'm flattered that I'm on those lists, but I don't pay attention so much to the media that's coming from outside Iowa. I really do want to stay very focused on Iowa and the priorities that I laid out during the campaign.
Ernst took the oath of office at around 11 a.m. Tuesday morning, Iowa time. She asked both Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and now former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat, to be her escorts for the pomp and circumstance of day one as senator. Ernst says while she very much disagrees with some of Harkin's political views, she was sending a signal to her new Democratic colleagues in the U.S. Senate.
We are not going to agree with every item out there, but I do think that we can find those areas we do agree on, and I certainly would love to work with them on those areas that we agree on.
Ernst has already attended her first committee meeting. The first vote will likely be on legislation that would approve construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, legislation President Obama has already promised to veto. An official says Des Moines Water Works likely will sue three counties, including one in northwest Iowa that manages drainage districts with high concentration of nitrates. Water Works officials say the nitrates flow into the Raccoon River and threaten the city's water quality. Water with concentrations above a certain threshold can be deadly to children younger than 6 months because nitrates can reduce the amount of oxygen carried in their blood. Waterworks Board Chairman Graham Gillette told the Des Moines Register the board will vote tomorrow to move forward with the lawsuit. The trustees' vote would trigger a notice to the boards of supervisors in Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties, notifying them of Waterworks' intentions to sue. Experts say most of the nitrates come from fertilizer applied to farm fields. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of a Villisca man. 30-year-old Joshua Dean Cooney was arrested on a bench warrant for failure to appear. Cooney was being held on $25,000 bond. One person was injured during a collision Tuesday morning in Adair County. The State Patrol said 54-year-old Marilyn Harden of Casey was transported to the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield by Adair Rescue. Following the crash, it happened at around 6:20 a.m. on Interstate 80 just east of Casey. Officials say Harden and 41-year-old Michael Reha of Adair were traveling eastbound on the interstate in the right lane when, for reasons unknown, Reha's 2006 Chevy pickup rear-ended Harden's 2012 Ford Escape. Harden told authorities she was driving driving 45 to 50 miles per hour prior to the crash. The collision forced her SUV into the median while Reha's pickup came to rest on the right shoulder of the eastbound lanes. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. Three Atlantic residents were arrested recently on unrelated charges. The PD reported yesterday 29-year-old Sean Williams and 36-year-old Maria Fredrickson have been arrested Monday. Williams was charged with OWI third offense and driving while barred. Fredrickson was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. On Sunday, Atlantic police arrested 23-year-old Nicholas Anderson on warrants charging him with domestic abuse assault and violating the terms of his probation. All three subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities in Audubon County reported yesterday the arrest Monday afternoon of a Brayton man. 18-year-old Zachary Paul Clefeth was taken into custody at around 10 p.m. following a traffic stop in Exira. Clefeth has been charged with OWI first offense. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. A passenger in the vehicle, 17-year-old Matthew Peppers of Exira, was cited for minor in possession. His charge was referred to juvenile court. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.